The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. After John the Baptist is murdered, Jesus desires a time of solitude. Still, his compassion for others will not allow him to dismiss those who need him, and he is moved to perform one of his greatest miracles. I begin reading at verse 13. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over from the broken pieces, 12 baskets full, and those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever felt that you've just had the wind knocked out of you because of some news that you received? It took your breath away. You could think about nothing else that you were doing at that time period. You just had to sit down. Maybe it was because you had just received word of someone whom you loved had died. And it just took your breath away. You weren't ready for that. Or maybe you are expecting your children to come home from a party, and instead of the children entering the door, it's a police officer at your front door saying, "Sorry, there has been an accident on the road this evening." Or maybe it's going to the doctor and the doctor saying, "I have some bad news for you. It doesn't look good." Or maybe it's a spouse saying, "I want a divorce." Or maybe it's finding out that you're not going to be able to carry your child to full term, that they will not survive. It just knocks our breath away. It feels like someone has kicked us in the stomach and we want to collapse. Our beginning of the gospel lesson this morning starts this way. Jesus feels this way at the beginning of this gospel lesson. He has just received news that John the Baptist has been beheaded in prison. And it knocks his breath away. He needs to be alone. He needs to get away from people for a while. And think about all this that has happened, of what happened to John. What's that mean? John was the forerunner of Jesus. John was sent by God to proclaim that message of God and to prepare the people for the Messiah. What does it mean for Jesus' ministry? John was a friend and also a cousin of Jesus. What does this mean for Jesus' ministry then? That Jesus feels maybe all alone now. There is not another prophet. Or it also makes him stop and think about his own ministry and the end of his ministry and what is in store for Jesus still yet to come. Jesus needed a quiet place. He needed a place to stop, to think, to pray, to meditate, and to plan to go on. And so he gets in a boat and he goes across the lake to a deserted place to get away from everything. To get away from everything. But as he arrives, there's a crowd of people there. It's not a deserted place. Jesus could very easily turn that boat around and go somewhere else, run away from the crowd and find his quiet spot. But no. Our gospel lesson says he has compassion on them. He had compassion on them. the people were hungry. And they weren't hungry for food. You know, they came to that deserted place. They heard or they saw Jesus going and heading that direction. And so they all went out there because they hungered for something that Jesus had. It wasn't being hungry for food. There was no restaurant out there. There was no Aunt Di's or Edgar and Gladys's place or Dairy Queen or Subway shop or anything like that. It was a deserted place. But they still hungered. They hungered for what Jesus had to give them. And when he saw them, he had compassion on them. He talked to them. He preached to them. He taught them. He touched them. He healed them of their ailments. You know, many times that's what we are hungering for. We hunger for the things that Jesus has to feed us. For the people there in the biblical times, they were oppressed by the Roman government. The religious leaders were very strict. They had to be assured that God still heard their cries, that God was still present and active in their lives. They had to receive that word of God. They had to hear it. They hungered for it. We hunger for that too in our own lives when our lives seem like we are in the midst of a pit. When we receive that bad news that kicks us in the stomach, we need to hear those comforting words of Jesus Christ. We need to hear that God is still present in our lives, that he has not abandoned us. In our baptism, we are called into God's kingdom. Christ, our God, calls us to be his child, to be one of his own, and he makes promises to us that he will never leave us, never abandon us, that we belong to him. And so we need to hear those words over and over again, each and every week as we come to worship, each and every day as we read through the scriptures and say our prayers. We need to hear that word of God. We hunger for it to make sure that our lives are still viable, that God still does care for us, and that we are in God's thoughts, and that he is watching us, protecting us. Jesus was also healing the people. He would touch them and say, by faith, you are healed. We too are much in need of healing. Whether it is that we are going through grief or that we are going through physical ailments, struggles, surgeries, diseases, sickness, we need to be healed. Our bodies are not perfect. We do get older. We do have ailments within us. Sickness, disease, accidents do happen to us. And God is able to heal us. He is able to bring his healing touch to us. But there's other ways that we need healing too. Many times we are depressed, or we are in the midst of grief, or we have done things that we are ashamed of, and we ask God to forgive us. And God does grant that forgiveness, and he restores us to life once again. The people came out into the wilderness, and they were hungering for the things that Jesus had to give them. And at the end of the day, though, they started to get hungry for regular food. The disciples were concerned. I don't know about you, but I know sometimes when I get hungry, when I haven't had any food for a while, I start to get kind of cranky. And you can imagine the concern of the disciples there, because the Bible says there were 5,000 men besides women and children. So we're looking at a crowd that's huge. Maybe 15,000 people or more. Can you imagine 15,000 people being cranky because they're hungry? The disciples told Jesus, send the people away. Let them go back home. Let them go to the towns and the villages and find something to eat before a riot starts. Jesus simply says, you feed them. Now, this morning, we've got an army of our members out in the fellowship hall and in the parking lot and over the barbecue pits preparing food for 1,100 people. Here in our gospel lesson, it's talking about 15,000 people. And it takes an army of us to do 1,100 plates. Think about what the disciples thought when Jesus says, you feed them. Okay, Jesus, here, look, we've got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Is that enough? And Jesus says, it is enough. Jesus is satisfied with that meager amount of food. He says, it is enough. When do we ever say, it is enough? You know, it seems like we're always wanting more. We're wanting bigger houses. We want products that are new and improved. We want more money in our bank account. We want a bigger piece of property. We want more friends. We want more power. We want more respect. When do we ever say, it is enough? It is enough. As Americans, I think we comprise roughly 4% of the world's population. But as Americans, we consume 25% of its resources. There is enough food and resources in this world to feed everyone in the world. There is enough food, but it's simply a matter of distribution. Many of the reasons that people are hungry is because of wars, because of politics, drought and famine, and trying to get food to those people. It's a matter of distribution, of getting the food to the people that are hungry. There is enough. There is enough. So Jesus takes this bread and this fish, which is enough to feed this huge crowd of 15,000 plus people. And he takes it and he breaks the bread. He blesses it and he gives it to the disciples to distribute among the crowd. And a miracle happens. There is enough. Everybody eats. They take what they need. And they are filled. They have enough. And when the meal is over, the disciples come back through the crowd and they collect the food. And there is more than enough. There's 12 baskets full of food. A miracle happened. And how did it happen? Certainly God in his almighty power, the God who created the heavens and the earth, who made the creepy things upon the ground and the birds in the air and the fish in the sea and all the plants and all the resources. Certainly God could have, just from those few pieces of food, created enough food for everyone to eat. But maybe there's a little bit different way of thinking about this too, and it's just as much of a miracle that when the disciples started to distribute the food, those who were hungry took what they needed out of that basket and no more. And maybe there were some other people who did actually have some food with them. And they took what they needed, but they put the rest of it back into the baskets. And as it went through the crowd, people got what they needed. And they were filled. And there was still food left over. As much of a miracle, no matter how you look at it. Because the people had heard these words of Christ. They had heard the word of God coming to them in such a way that they opened up their hearts. And everyone was satisfied. Later on in the service today, we do celebrate Holy Communion. We eat and we drink the bread and the wine. But not only are we filled with the physical food of the bread and the wine, but Christ comes to feed us also with the spiritual food, with his body and with his blood, assuring us once again that God is present and he cares for us and the lives and as we are right now, coming in that meal, assuring us of forgiveness of sins for those things that we are ashamed of, coming to assure us that there is life everlasting. Christ feeds us in every way that you can imagine, and it is enough. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.